have a big vision, and I have this huge, massive vision, and the social the social aspect of it, and it feels sometimes it feels like I'm just me, and it's so like I'm just one little human in the world. But I have this desire to change maternity care in the United States, and to help the wave of, you know, there's lots of people changing it. And I know that my way of doing it is different and unique than some of the other ways that are happening. Because midwives are the gold standard around the world. Like you said, you know, where you live, they're just, yeah, you get a midwife. And they refer with obstetricians when needed. That's how it should work. Your country probably has much better outcomes than my country does, because the countries with midwives that run labor and delivery are the ones that have the best outcomes.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your hype girl Lee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who design life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, fearless people! I have my friend on the show, and I'm so honored to bring you Cheryl! Yes. This is going to be exciting for me because I know her journey. I know how compassionate and loving she is about what she does. And also because I'm curious about this topic. Welcome, Cheryl. I'm so excited.
Hi, Dee. I'm so grateful to be here. And I think that your listeners are going to really enjoy this too. I mean, being that I'm a midwife, I have a really interesting perspective on business and birth and all the amazing things and how it all intertwines in life. And I'm really excited to share this story with you.
I love that. And I truly believe, as mom of three kids, I do believe that birthing a kid and birthing an idea as an entrepreneur is like a similar path. So I'm just curious how that really resonates with you as being an entrepreneur and also someone who helps mamas to bring their babies into the world. So yeah, it's gonna be fun, super cool. So Cheryl, first of all, I would love for you to tell us where you're tuning in from.
I am in Colorado, the foothills of Colorado. So I'm near Boulder. You know where that is. I'm about an hour north of Denver.
So cool. So we're going to go, like, before I let you guys know the story and what she's all about and what impact she's creating, I want to give her an honor and actually like introduce her properly. Besides of being this beautiful creator of life in the world, she's a midwife, as she said, a life and health coach, and she helps women with young families reconnect with their bodies, feel more present every day, and manage life's ups and downs more smoothly. And that's what we do. And that is so, so beautiful. I just love your mission. It's so simple, so profound, and so beautiful. So how did that came around for you to be in this service?
Well, I know it's cliche, but I was really called to be a midwife. I had been studying natural health and alternative medicine. I'm also a certified homeopath. And I was on that journey, but I knew that I needed something else with homeopathy. And I wasn't quite sure what that was. And, you know, when you're just kind of, you ask the question, but you don't have any set results. I am becoming a naturopath would have been a very straightforward path for me, but there weren't any schools nearby. I was kind of like, I don't know, why is it so hard? And I'm in study group in my homeopathy class, just like we were watching some boring video. And suddenly I got this loud, strong voice in my head that said, you should do this with midwifery. And I'm kind of like sitting there, like looking around, like, did anyone else hear that? I don't know if they're talking to me because I've never been around pregnant women. I'm an only child, breastfeeding, like, I don't know. And yet when intuition comes through that strongly and that clearly, like that was like words said to me, I pursued it. I went ahead and started researching midwifery schools. I found one that I could do all my academic work online and then work with local midwives to get the clinical experience. And so that sounded like a really good path for me. Plus it was a degree program, so my family would like that. And I started the journey of being in space with women who are pregnant and birthing and postpartum. And on this journey, I really discovered that being a midwife, first of all, it's in the United States, it's a little bit outside of the medical care system, the modern medical care system. You know, some states, the type of midwife I am, we are illegal. We are not able to practice. If we get caught, we can be charged with like felony charges. In other states, we have full support. We are covered by Medicaid, insurance, and everything. And then there's everything in between. The state I practice in, I'm not covered by insurance, but I'm regulated by the state. So I do have some safety in that regard. I can practice legally. I can file birth certificates, things like that. But, you know, being a midwife and being kind of outside of the healthcare profession, on, you know, mainstream healthcare profession, I really get to choose how I practice. And I think that's the biggest thing about where we're leading into our conversation today, is because I don't have to live by the rules of insurance, because insurance dictates how healthcare works. If you don't know that now, you know. If you have questions and you only see your provider for 5 minutes, it's because insurance says that you're only allowed to see your provider for 5 minutes. And so I didn't have to live by those rules. And I think as an entrepreneur, we really also get to step out and we get to explore and be innovative in different ways that don't have to be what everybody else is doing. And so as a midwife, I really learned how to listen really deeply. And when I started exploring life and health coaching, which again was just a very seamless experience, because as a midwife, I've really gotten the opportunity to pause and listen to people and ask the right questions at the right time. You know, just as we do with coaching, where you're really extrapolating information from them and then supporting them on their best journey. I really saw a lot of similarities in those threads. And being an entrepreneur, I think that we really have a lot of opportunities to learn some lessons from how being a midwife really can support being an entrepreneur as well. And, you know, since I am these things, I really get this opportunity to share these lessons that I've learned from, you know, being 10 years of a midwife and an entrepreneur and a life and health coach. It just seems, there's just an opportunity here to share these little sparks of wisdom with you today.
Oh, I love it. And I particularly love the part where you were sharing about your intuition and following that. And I think you said it in such a beautiful way. It was just calling me. And I think that sometimes people really, truly don't follow that path. And that's why I'm just listening to you. And I feel so much presence and I feel so much conviction. And that is when you truly stand for who you are and what is your truth, that comes from that trust in yourself and believe that you are on the right path. And I just can feel that. And it's so grounding and it's so beautiful. And how you describe this journey is just like, we do. Sometimes entrepreneurship is a, it's not the, you know, a straight
it's not a
line,
path.
Right? it is a lot of ups and downs. But when you truly are in love with who you are and you are doing that with the intention to contribute to the world, it's just so beautiful. And I feel that in you. So
oh
good.
My gosh, I love how you just said that. When you're truly in love with yourself, then you understand your contribution to the world. Mm-hmm. And I know you have other podcasts about deepening your intuition and really settling with that. And like I said, you know, I kind of came into this journey as a midwife and then sort of realized the connections between coaching and entrepreneurship. But I think what you just said just applies to everyone across the board all the time. Like, when we really understand how to love ourselves, we then can step into the world. And even, you know, Martin Luther King has a quote, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't know it exactly, but, you know, if you, whatever job that you're doing in the world, like, do it with your best heart, with your best intention. And so, you know, if I'm serving at a restaurant, like, step into that and do it with my fullest love in myself and just being in service in that way, you know. Oh gosh,
I feel that coming through you, and it is so important. What I realized in my business, that being an entrepreneur for almost like, yeah, for two decades, and I always try to love the work that I do, instead of like being in love with myself and that being a transcendence to pouring into the work that I do. It was backwards, right? Oh, I try to do my best to love my work, you know. I'm just gonna do the things that I love. And I now, when I'm truly like experience this part of in my life where I truly love myself, business comes so effortlessly. And it's just it's you do you in your most beautiful way, and you connect. It's not just about business, because sometimes entrepreneurs, we get sucked into, you know, work is everything, which is not. Like, living your best life is what you opted in, and it doesn't need to be just work. Because, you know, we also have kids and, you know, they're friends, and I think when you are truly loving yourself, you allow yourself to have fun and play while you work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find ways to integrate all of that. My goodness.
So good.
So, mic drop, we could have just ended the podcast there, but
no, I just want to, yeah. So I, it's really like, I love the connection between, and I love that you said that, you know, that you pointed out, that in states, maybe these things are not regulated, so people can understand, because, you know, minding the fact that this is like very like international podcast, and in some parts of the world is, yeah, midwife is like, in my country, in Slovenia, midwife is like, yeah, that's almost like, you know, no brainer, you know. It's very good. It's so good regulated with the other aspects of medical care, and it's just so cool. I have a client, well, two clients who are doulas, and they talk, and they're from different countries and Balkans, so they would also explain, and I would understand like how different it is in different countries. So it's like, yeah, like entrepreneurship, like probably like all the things are regulated differently, but there is one thing that is similar probably to every part of the world, is that aspect of humanness, right? And one of the things that you connect midwifery and midwifery and entrepreneurship is how to manage adrenaline. And that is common to everyone, not regardless of where you are in the world, right? So tell me, like, what is the connection? What is the silver lining between those? And tell us some examples how you do it.
Yeah. So I like to say, to be a good midwife, you need two qualities. You need to be able to observe really carefully. And then you also need to be able to manage your adrenaline. And you know, these just are seamless right into entrepreneurship as well, because when you're able to, you know, observe what's really happening, you have somebody smart that either yourself or somebody helping you look at your numbers very carefully, you're able to, you know, observe what's working in your business, what's not working, what's actually needed. Sometimes we don't understand the next step of what's actually needed as a entrepreneur, as a business owner, and sometimes as a midwife too. Like, you know, I'm dealing with biology. Like, sometimes I don't know perfectly like what the right step is, but I'm going to try and gather enough information so I can make the next best step. And same with entrepreneurship. You really have to gather that information, observe what's going on, and then being the CEO of your own business, which can be difficult when you're a solo entrepreneur. Don't get me wrong. I'm there. But that's why you bring in people who have those skills. You bring in people that can do that. You take a course so that you can enhance your skills. But you also have to be able to step back and look at the forest from the trees. And so that piece around really observing and being present with what's happening right now is really important and valuable. And then this piece around managing adrenaline, like, oh my gosh. If we could all manage our adrenaline a little differently, a little bit more gracefully, I think that our world would be quite a different place. If the leaders of the world understood how to manage their adrenaline a little bit more effectively, then I'm sure we would have much less conflict in the world as well. But so getting to this piece around managing adrenaline, you know, like I said, as a midwife, I'm supporting biology. I'm supporting, you know, the growth of a healthy baby, what the mother or the person who's pregnant is experiencing throughout their pregnancy, helping them reduce their cortisol levels during their pregnancy. And then the birth, which can be a very high adrenaline experience. And so, like, you know, if we're kind of running a parallel road, this could be your launch. This could be the time that you're really, you know, stepping up and making it happen. And being able to be on a team. So let's say you're on a launch team and you're running it, or you're part of the team, making sure that everyone can like stay present, because adrenaline hijacks our brain. It makes us go into our response under stress. So if you've heard of the flight, flight, freeze, or fix it, so there's like four now. you figure that out really quickly when you're a midwife. Like, what is my actual stress response? And as an entrepreneur, you probably figure that out when you're in launch mode, when you're doing a big push, when you're creating a big transition. You know, do you run away from it? Do you fight it? Like, you know, resistance and pushing and like getting mad and really going, like just trying to keep pushing for it. Do you freeze? Do you not make any decisions? Or do you try to like do other tasks? And that's kind of the fixing it, where you like do all these menial tasks that aren't actually part of the big picture. And so these are natural responses. They've kept us safe over the millennia when we, you know, didn't have our houses that had our electric and heating and running water coming directly to it. And we were fighting elements and nature and at times animals and things. But now, when we can actually settle in and acknowledge. So that first piece around managing adrenaline is really acknowledging that we have it. Like, oh, I am having a stress response. Let me just acknowledge that that is what's happening right now. Oh, my husband said something to me that is triggering my stress response, my cortisol levels. When you can kind of tap into the fact that like it happens, and when it happens, you can tune into it. The quicker you can tune into it, the closer you can make smarter decisions or say better things or, you know, even think better thoughts. I do like a little dabbler neuroscientist. And with that, I really love to, you know, try to catch the very first thought that triggers the spiral of thoughts afterwards. And so when you can catch that first thought, oh, I just had a stress response. Huh. And now I'm thinking that it's all going to fail. I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. Nobody's ever going to buy from me. You know, whatever kind of thoughts come next is all triggered from, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. Or, gosh, they don't respect me. Or whatever that first thought is. But I feel like, you know, it takes practice. It takes practice for us to kind of manage that. I love, again, in one of your other podcast episodes where you talk about the alpha brain state and meditation, and really it's, you know, I don't think of meditation as the desire to go sit in a cave somewhere. Tony Robbins talks about it on the I Am Not Your Guru Netflix special, which I just rewatched the other day. But he's like, yeah, if you want to really understand presence, again, paraphrasing, if you want to understand presence, sitting in a cave by yourself is not going to cut it. Like being in relationship with somebody, that's when you really understand like the depth of your soul and what, you know, like where you're at.
Wow, so many good mic drops here, like gems and everything. And it's so interesting that you mentioned so many great stuff. So many great stuff. But I want to go back to that catching the first thought, which is I'm catching myself now, like lately, how I am doubting myself and always like bringing myself back to the original question. What did spark that? Like, where did I went from, you know, this to this? And like just having that awareness to bring yourself back to the first thought, it's so, so important. And as you said, it takes practice, but more mindful you are about it, easier and quicker you will be able to navigate through all this spiraling, right? And it is presencing. I think that practicing presencing is so, so important, just being the moment and what is it present right now with me, right? We just had, I have a friend staying, a friend from Mind Valley who is from San Francisco. She's staying at my house now. And we just had a conversation about meditation. And for me, meditation is not how I do it, like how I practice meditation, but I am meditation. I am always in that meditative state of just grounding myself. Why am I actually desiring to be in this state? And because I practiced Silva so long and getting into the theta state, like it's really like that is something that is accessible to me. Like that gives me that sense of I can quickly pull myself out of a funky situation that is like, or like managing adrenaline. Because I made sure that I have the pre-qualification of, right, what it is that's going to happen. So it's really like, it's when we ask ourselves, well, why is this necessary? I remember my starts when I started meditation, 2016, I could not meditate for 20 seconds. And I said to my mentor, I said, 12 minutes?
Are you crazy? My thoughts are racing. And she just said, trust the process. And I'm now in this, like, what is it, 7 years in. I've been so diligent and so consistent with just practicing that I can be in at the airport with a gazillion people there, and I can put myself into the state of presence, like, in a snap. It takes me 20 seconds. And it is, these are the moments when you say, hi, this is the practice. I've been preparing myself for this moment. That's something like will happen. I can ground myself and I can pull myself together. So practice is so important. Like, even if you don't know why you're doing, like, trust that it's going to come handy. I think one of the great philosophers, I can't remember his name, he said, you know, when you get into arena, it's not when you become ready, but you become ready for the arena way before you enter the arena, right?
Yes, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, so it's so, so important. And yeah, like Tonya also says, it is that, it's not in the cave, but it is when you did the practice and you go out there facing the lion, facing the being in a relationship, that you need to bring that practice into reality.
Yeah. That's launching so your product, you know, writing your book,
getting out there, right? Because
getting it out there.
In theory, everything is like, you can make the best plan, and the plan can fail, and you going out there will actually bulletproof whatever you're doing. So it's so, so, reality is so different than just, like, you know, a plan and being there, testing that, whatever it is, idea, and yeah, so, so cool, like, so many great stuff. The second thing is resilience, and this is so good because I know you've been on the resilience podcast with our friend Blair, right? You did not? Okay. So I had a really good conversation about resilience with her because she's like, I think she taught me so much about resilience. And one of the things that she said so beautifully on the podcast was, resilience is not bouncing back, but it's bouncing forward. And yes, it was so good to hear, like, everyone says, like, you bounce back, like, we're back, like, you're not going back where you were, like, you're actually growing, right? And you're moving forward, so it's bouncing forward. So I'm really curious to know, what is your perspective when it comes to business and to midwifery, like, so what is bouncing forward looks like for you?
Yeah, you know, as a midwife, when we have a bad day, we have really bad days. When we have good days, they're awesome. Baby's born, birthing parents great, mom's great, family's great, everyone's good. But our bad days are really bad days. They're hard. And, you know, what you just said about bouncing forward, I don't know if it's a bounce, it's more of like a tumble, roll, fall down the stairs. You know, kind of tumbling down the rocky cliff. Like, maybe it's more like that and not so much of a bounce.
Snowballing.
Snowballing, yeah. Like, all the metaphors could definitely be like that. But I think that, you know, this piece around being able to, you know, we just talked about, like, kind of being in the now around managing adrenaline. Resilience is sort of the next step. So once you're able to understand your presence, you know, and let's take this into business. So, like, you do a big launch, you have your data from the launch. The resilient piece is being able to go back and take evaluation. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? You know, what if something like really intense happened during that launch that, you know, someone made a huge mistake, you know, the emails got messed up, or the social media, your Facebook account got messed up, somebody posted something they shouldn't have posted, it went viral, maybe even that wasn't supposed to go viral. Been there, done that. It's like, oh, didn't realize that was going to go viral. Okay. So how do you recover from that, right? So like, this is the part where resilience really gets built into us. There's this quote I wrote down when I was a teenager, but it stands true even now, that wisdom comes from experience, but experience comes from mistakes. And so we have to be able to make mistakes so that we have the experiences, so that we can learn the wisdom from that. And because if we can actually take that through the steps and not just focus on the fact that the mistake happened, focus on it happened, whose fault was it? Where's the blame? Where's the shame? Where's the trauma? Where's the, you know, intensity around the mistake? Okay, this mistake happened. Now that's an experience. What did we learn from it? And now transitioning that learning, that growth into wisdom, this is where resilience comes in. Because now you have the wisdom, you go into your next launch, you go into your next birth, in my case, or in other birth professionals' experience, you go into the next meeting with your clients or with your boss, and you're taking that wisdom that you've learned, you're taking that resilience in order to move forward. You're taking the forgiveness that you've had to be able to forgive the mistake, to be able to transform it into the wisdom and moving it forward into your next experience, into your next launch. And, you know, this is the part where when you, if you just stop and say, I'm done, too traumatic, too unforgivable, shame, blame, you know, and stay there, then when are you going to let yourself forgive yourself for that experience?
Wow.
And
beautiful.
Once you do, then you move it to the resilience.
So beautiful. That was just such a beautiful explanation of resilience. And so what is the word that I'm looking for? So soothing. It's like sometimes we feel that resilience needs to be harsh. It needs to be like something that shapes you in a way that needs to be shaped like a diamond, you know, you need to get crushed. But it's, you said it in such a peaceful way that it's, yeah, it is okay. Allow yourself to go through that, and most important, accept the mistake, forgive yourself for everything. Yeah, and I love this. Wisdom comes from experience. Experience comes from mistakes. It's so, so good. Wow, amazing. That is so, so cool. Like, I'm just and I want to go into the third part, because I know, like, we are like, oh, we could talk for hours. So the last piece of this puzzle between or dance, I would say, between being a midwife and entrepreneur is helping people transform. And I love that part. And the mic is yours.
Well, and I love it because I know we talked about it, but like, to me, these are just also, they flow together in a really lovely way. Because again, you know, actually helping somebody transform from where they are right now to their present self, because now that's changed, where they are right now has now changed to where they want to be. So their future self, you have to be so present in yourself, you know, again, just managing the adrenaline, really showing up, really being present, knowing mistakes, experience, wisdom is creating your resilience. And being able to see someone. So, you know, as a midwife, like, this is where I get the most joy out of my work, is taking, you know, this person, this pregnant person, and who's growing this human being, they are having their own life experience. And because they're having their own life experience, baby is feeling all of the hormones and everything going on for the mom, for the pregnant person. And so because of that, you know, I'm really watching and observing and paying attention to not just what's said, but also what's between the lines. So, you know, we talked about like a launch and really making sure you have your data and like understanding it, but what's being said between the lines, right? Like, is there something else that is happening here that maybe a team member needs support with, or maybe you need support with? Or maybe there's something that's coming up that's just feeling sticky, or it's just feeling like it needs a little attention. So being able to pay attention to really what's happening in this moment in time. And as solopreneurs, as entrepreneurs, as CEOs, we are the people who are helping other people transform, whether it's through our product, our services, and also in our team, in our relationships, who we network with, who we are, you know, we're a social animal. Like, any opportunity you have where you are in contact with another human being at the grocery store. You know, I just did a little shopping today. I walked by somebody, I smiled at them. They smiled back. Like, what a moment. Oh, I walked by somebody else. They were looking away. I still smiled at them, you know, but whatever. So they're having their own moment. And being able to really support someone through this transformation, allowing that observation to be very clear. And then again, letting them, you know, I'm going to say letting them make mistakes, because we all make mistakes, and knowing how to like support their adrenaline and support them in transforming their experience into wisdom. It just, that is the transformation of each of us. It's the transformation that we all take into the world. I think as entrepreneurs, and definitely as midwives. And again, I mean, I should speak for myself as a midwife too, because even the other day I was speaking to a coach and he said, you know, we interviewed several midwives. I wasn't their midwife. They had just had a baby, but he said, we interviewed several midwives and we could tell the ones who paid attention to growth. And so when we're paying attention to our own growth, other people can feel that. They can feel that energy of, wow, this person has had their experiences. This person has that wisdom. I see that they can take me, really. And creating that true transformation, not just surface level, but really taking them from point A to B to C and letting them fly.
Wow. Well, I just want to cry right now, and maybe I want to have another baby just for you to be my midwife. Oh my God, that was
that
so,
is a thing.
Wow.
International midwifery. Wow. Yeah, like people hire midwives to come. I've never done it. Well, actually, I kind of have.
I want to have a baby because story. I met the midwife.
I'm sure you have great midwives in
no, but it's you. Like, I never, like, this was so good. Like, paying attention to our growth. Like, yeah, like, if that is why people hire midwives, isn't that why we hire anyone? Like, you don't want to hire a coach that is not committed to grow, that it's not committed to doing the work, right? How could you? So identify, I think that is the trust, and that is the integrity, like within everyone that is doing the work with humans, right? And I love what you said, just by when you are in contact with another being, you are transforming their life, like that, just the grocery store, like you smile to someone and you can make their day, like it is a shift that you are creating in their lives. And I was recently just having this breakthrough moment of being in entrepreneurship and being in business for so long, I think the common factor between all the industries that I've been in, it is that service, being of service to humanity, right? That is a common, and you first have to be in service to yourself, like really contributing to your well-being and to your growth, so you can be in service of others, right? And I feel that I we all, like, you know, we did so much work, and it is, without that, you can't be out there and serving others if you're not committed to serving yourself, right?
Yes, so well said. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. I'm so excited. I'd never been so excited and so peaceful and so grounded and so full of wow. So much wisdom. Like, yeah, I, you know, this is the beautiful work about us being part, and we know each other for some time, and we spend so much time together. And this is the curiosity in me being a podcaster, just like getting to know someone. And this, I just want to say thank you for sharing yourself in such a beautiful way, and allowing me to see you and to witness your beautiful, like, soul in such a beautiful, yeah, it's so yummy. So thank you. Thank you. So beautiful. Such an honor.
Oh, thank you so much. I love being here. And just, you, like you said, I can't believe that we've known each other for 2+ years. Like, I'm like, that really? Like, that just feels like a blink of an eye. And,
right.
You know, it's such an honor to be on your podcast today. And I do have something to offer.
Before we go there, like, we haven't finished yet, because I have a question. Sure. That I ask all my guests, and I know that you're, you know, sharing your story and being in service of people. I know that you went through some fears that you needed to overcome. And the question is, now when you look back, what was this biggest fearful moment that you did overcome? And now when you see it in hindsight, is the biggest blessing or success story?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I go through fearful moments, like, on the regular. Like, yesterday, or
no. Just an hour ago, maybe.
I know, right? I'm like, what was I? Yeah. I think
I know you have so much, but maybe it's something like we talk about launching a brand, launching a business, launching. I know that you launched a brand recently, like, new brand, and all this stuff might be like really scary. When was this like really scary moment? You just, I'm shit scared, but I'm doing it anyway.
Okay. I think, thank you for like kind of bringing me back to that, because I think what I can share is, so I launched I have a big vision, and I have this huge, massive vision, and the social aspect of it. And it feels, sometimes it feels like I'm just me, and it's so like, I'm just one little human in the world. But I have this desire to change maternity care in the United States, and to help the wave of, you know, there's lots of people changing it. And I know that my way of doing it is different and unique than some of the other ways that are happening, because midwives are the gold standard around the world. Like you said, you know, where you live, they're just, yeah, you get a midwife, and they refer with obstetricians when needed. That's how it should work. Your country probably has much better outcomes than my country does, because the countries with midwives that run labor and delivery are the ones that have the best outcomes. And I want that for the United States. And so over the past, you know, 2 years, I had the idea, I had what I wanted to launch in the world. It took me a long time to figure out how to launch it, and branding and everything. And I've worked so, so hard on it. And this actually ties in really nicely with my ask tonight too. But last year I launched it twice, so I got a very clear picture of what it takes to actually launch this. Working with the pregnant population is it's a little different than a lot of populations because they're only pregnant for so long, and then, you know, you have to find more pregnant women and folks and really support them. So that nurturing is a lot different in the business that I'm trying to create, the online business I'm trying to create. And I launched it twice last year. And before my third launch, which I had on the calendar, I actually decided to not launch again. I have some organic lead generation, which sounds so cold, but it's just like some just organic content that I wanted to get out in the world. And so I chose not to launch. And honestly, that was big and scary for me and very fearful, because what does it mean if I just spent 2 years, money, time, resources in creating all of this just to say, I'm just going to pause it, actually. I'm going to let that rest. I'm going to focus on my midwifery and my life and health coaching and come back to this when I am feeling like I have more time, money, resources to do so. And yeah, I think that that's actually probably the one of the scariest things that I did last year, was that I just actually paused this huge thing that I had created. And now it's, you know, waiting, and I still have some nurturing and organic content heading out there, but it's kind of waiting for the right moment and time to be relaunched.
Wow, thank you for sharing. And Peter Crohn says something really beautiful that I always love to use in this moments when people are like kind of debating a decision. Life truly doesn't make mistakes, and it always is an orchestra of the most divine timing for you. And I don't know why for you that was the right time to hit the break, but I know that when you release the expectation that something needs to be done in a certain moment, there is another opportunity that is waiting to be birthed. And I experienced that so many times. And I just know that everything always unfolds in the best possible way for everyone. And I'm excited for you to birth this online thing. And I know that when it's going to happen, it's going to be in such a bigger way, where your capacity to serve will be in such a bigger and beautiful way. So I'm super excited about that. And thank you for sharing. This was so good. And yeah, you have a gift and you have a ask. So share with us, like, what is your gift to our listeners?
Yeah, I'm super excited about this offer. Actually, just on your podcast, Dee, this is my first time offering this, and it's like my favorite thing to do. So I've done it for friends and family and things, but to the general public, this is my first time offering it. And I just really love you, and I love everything that you share and all the wisdom you share. So I wanted to gift this to your listeners if they're interested. I am offering a free consultation for my life and health coaching services. And with that consultation, it's usually about an hour and a half. We will dive in deep. I will really listen to you and see you and hear you. And then I will create an action plan for you. So you'll have like a clear results-oriented plan for your next steps. So again, whether that's more on the like life coaching side of it, you know, communication, living your best life, really managing thought patterns, behavior patterns. Like I said, I'm kind of an amateur neuroscientist. I really love digging into that, you know, thing, like you mentioned earlier, doubt or confidence or fear or you know, just these pieces around what is it that's keeping us there? What is it that's not allowing us to move forward in those spaces? And so whether it's on that end or even on the health coaching end, where, you know, I can create a action plan to support somebody with thyroid health or with balancing hormones and really, again, kind of creating like a little bit of movement forward so that what your goals are actually manageable and achievable. And so, yeah, I really would love to share my 20 plus years wisdom of holistic health and midwifery wisdom with your audience. Love
that. Wow. That is such a generous offer. Thank you so much. Like, you guys, I know that, and this is not just for pregnant mamas, this is for everyone, right? So, yes. You know, I know that having the right support, everyone needs a holistic approach to living. I truly believe that. Because and I'm going to share this because I am a Whole Body certified coach by Mindvalley. And before I actually did the certification program back in September 2021, when we started the program, I thought that I know everything about healthy lifestyle. I thought that I really like have it. I figured it out because I've been in business of health and wellness. So I pretty much knew the stuff because I had so many diseases and so many, you know, one of my babies was conceived through EVF, and you know, we had so many fertility problems. So I really needed to be diligent around my health. So I was so blown away by actually how little did I know about holistic approach to well-being, and that also includes the emotions and spiritual aspect of you, and I knew about, you know, mental and physical, of course, but also like just emotional part blew my mind because it's like and what you mentioned also hormones. I didn't know anything about that. No, just like, wow. I don't offer that. It was just for me, like just to know myself better, like holistically. And if you think that you know everything about your life and health, like you don't know anything. So grab this opportunity to really get support by someone who has been practicing that for 20 years. I know it's going to be such a big service, and you heard her, like she's, yeah, you just want to spend time with Cheryl. You want to have Cheryl in your corner. So good. Thank you. Such a great offer.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, this is, I just love doing it. I love being supportive to people and having them live their healthiest lives.
It's yes, really special. And you also have an ask for us, and we want to support you. So tell us, like, how can we support you and your big mission and vision?
Yes. Okay. So I mentioned earlier, I started an online brand called Your Thriving Pregnancy. And Your Thriving Pregnancy is really about helping people get the experience of midwifery without them having to leave their current care provider. Because, you know, at least in the United States, I don't know what the attitudes are around the world, but in the United States, there's a lot of weird ideas that people have about midwives, if they know anything at all. And so this project, this business it's my baby. And I also recognize that it takes a village to raise a child. And because of that, I would love to know and hear from any of your audience who might be interested in being a partner or sharing wisdom or skills or investment in this business. Or even if you have an adjacent type of business that is pregnancy or postpartum related. I would love to talk to you about that and how I could support you and potentially support me in getting this kiddo off the ground.
Oh, love it. And I already see, like, you know, I see this beautiful partnership and collaboration. So cool. So we're going to put the link in the show notes so you can get in touch with Cheryl about partnership. And also for all of you, so partnership is for people who are in complementary business of you know, getting babies into the world and taking care of mamas afterwards. So if you're that in that business, reach out through that link. And also for all of you others who are listening, get the opportunity to be supported by Cheryl and click the link to book a call. We're going to put that also in the show notes. And if you have a question regarding anything that we talked about, Cheryl is also present on socials. And tell us, what is your all-time favorite social media to get connected with people?
I don't know if anyone's like me out there who's like a serial social media person. I have like three pages now. Your Thriving Pregnancy is probably the best one to reach me. And so it's Your Thriving Pregnancy on Instagram and on Facebook. Through the website, there's contact me forms on there as well, which you can reach through the partnerships page. Hmm. And yes, please do reach out with any questions that you have. I love sharing. I love midwives. I love sharing about midwifery. I love the connection that midwifery and coaching and entrepreneurship all have together. Like, I just see them very parallel, like synchronistic in the ways that they show up in the world.
Beautiful. What? So we're going to put all the good stuff in the show notes. So make sure to check them out. And also if anything resonated with you, yeah, just go back. Make a screenshot, tag us on your IG stories. We would love to hear your takeaways. It always means the world to me and also to my guests to hear what is resonating with you. That is super, super fun. And for the wrap up, is there any questions that was not tackled and you would love to share something?
No, I guess the last thing I'll just share is that we need more coaching in healthcare. The providers, medical providers, like I said, their time with you is dictated through insurance. And this is just another thing that another passion is that healthcare providers need to be more like coaches. And I'm not saying that they need to dump their wisdom or leave all that wisdom. No, bring it with you. Your wisdom in your profession, whether you're, you know, whatever your profession is, bring coaching into that, because you are just going to benefit your clients at a much deeper level if you bring in these aspects of understanding coaching principles into your healthcare. It's just, it's amazing. I mean,
love it. Yeah. It sounds like you are someone who loves coaching, and we are in the same coaching community, and we have some of the best coaches that support that idea. But I do believe that coaching is so amazing, and it is a trending industry. People do have a big demand for coaches, and coaching in health industry is going to be huge, because we sometimes it is that if you have 8 minutes and you can create a transformation in 8 minutes by asking the right questions and just being present and listening to someone, rather than, yeah, of course, it's also important to have that consulting part and having that knowledge and wisdom. But also sometimes it is that, you know, people just need see them, to witness them, and to, yeah. So I love that. I love that you mentioned that, and everywhere in it, all the industries in schools, like for us in Sweden, like it's so beautiful. My girls go to private school where they have coaches, and it's in education, so, so important. It's so different than just like, it's so, so different. When you have a parent teacher meeting and you talk with a coach that is coaching your kids, it's just like, wow, they really get it. You know, they focus on the strengths and they really elevate the strengths in their students, and not just, oh, you need to read more because you can't read. Like, you know, it's like they really see the greatness in the kids and they want to contribute more to that. So yeah, it's such a different mindset game.
And bringing our conversation full circle, can you imagine if, like, all the healthcare professionals in the world, like, thought like that? Like, you know, where's the strength in this person? And like an ER doc, okay, yes, fix the bones, fix the fix the thing. But like, even an ER doc, like, can be more present and really hone in on, like, I'm going to see this person as a person and not as a gunshot wound or as a, you know, heart attack. I'm going to see them as a whole person having a whole experience in this moment in time. Oof.
So good.
Can you imagine the transformation that our whole society would have, our humanity would have?
Yes. And then just like also what we just talked about, managing adrenaline, like, I think just being neutral in anything you do, like not bringing your emotions, like, that is such a big mindset of coaches, like, you know. And I think in every industry would need more of that, like, you know, like overly excited salespeople, like, you know, especially just be grounded and neutral when you are doing your thing, you know, that would make this journey much more pleasant.
It's getting late for you.
Oh yes. Oh good. Thank you so much. This was, wow, so soulful. Thank you for your time. I know that your schedule is so busy helping mamas to do their creation in the world. Yes, so good. Thank you. And I know we're going to speak soon, so that is inevitable.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, you guys, have fun and don't forget to be awesome. Ciao.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.